Okay, our friends. So today we are celebrating spring. We are celebrating this new season where there is life, where there is sunshine, the sun is out. And guys, it's pretty exciting. So today's story is called Good Morning Garden, because let's hope that you are out there planting your plants and getting ready for the new season, right? Today's story was written by Julian Mao, and it's illustrated by Riley Samuels, and it's read today by Mommy and
Philip.
So when we open the book, we can see a garden, a mom and a little girl, and it is a beautiful garden, huh? There's a lot of stuff going on here. And the mom and the little girl are out in this garden, and it says, let's say good morning to the garden today. A beautiful spot to learn and play. A hop and a skip on the stepping stone path. Wave hello to the robin who's taking a bath. And then the picture we can see, the robin is in the bird bath, having what looks like a wonderful bath. But I'm also noticing there's some other things here. In this picture, can you see some of the things that are in this picture?
There's a ladybug.
A ladybug. Or sometimes people call them ladybirds. Yeah.
And
yeah. And there's also a jumpy thing.
Oh, one of those jumpy things.
A grasshopper.
Yep.
Yeah. He's gonna take off. But that grasshopper better watch out that robin might go, breakfast. Good morning, flowers. Did you have a nice night? Your petals have bloomed so pretty and bright. And sure enough, we can see the flowers. In fact, a couple of these flowers are two of my absolute favorites. They're irises. I think irises are gorgeous. They look like fancy lady dresses with big fluffy petals. And there's something on one of the irises. Can you see what it is? Yeah, it looks like maybe an inchworm. Yeah, an inchworm maybe kind of going along there. And there's also dew, morning dew, all over the flowers glistening in the sunshine. This artwork is just beautiful. Now, don't be afraid of the buzzing sound. It's the bees who will help spread the pollen around. And the pollen is inside of the flowers, right? Mm-hmm. And so the bees go from flower to flower to flower to flower and gather up all that pollen and shake off some of that pollen that they have on them onto the other plants, spreading all over the place. We call this cross-pollination. But in this picture, there's quite a few of them, and the bees look like they're having a fabulous time, wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm. Good morning, hummingbirds. See their wings beat? They're looking for nectar. So yummy and sweet. And there are a bunch of gorgeous looking hummingbirds here, three of them in this picture. And they are looking for the same stuff that those bees were checking out. What's going on in these flowers over here? There's also another critter in this picture book. Can you see what it is?
Dragonfly.
That's right. The dragonfly is having a pretty good time too. He's doing the same stuff. So many ladybugs. Hi, how are you? You make the garden stay healthy. It's true. And there are the ladybugs. There's tons of them. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them. And it looks like they're checking out this orange tree. Mm-hmm. And they're eating. What do you think they're going to go for? Aphids?
Aphids and leaves.
Yeah. They're having a great time. And we also see the little girl has come over to check them out and say, hello, ladybugs. It's time to get dirty. Grab your gloves and your boots. Pick and pluck weeds down by their roots. Yeah, did you know that if you pull weeds, you shouldn't pull the top of the weed, right? Because that'll just pull off the top part of the plant. You want to get the roots that are far below the dirt and then pull the whole plant out so it won't come back. Goodbye, you naughty little weed. So, good morning, garden.
You might hear some snapping when you're pulling the weeds.
Oh.
Yeah, because when you pull the weeds, that's actually you breaking the roots. It's good to break the roots because then the roots will be like, ah.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Whenever you pull the weeds, it goes.
Yeah, the weeds pull out of the dirt, yeah. Good morning, garden. We'll dig and plant seeds. A watering can is just what it needs. And in the picture we can see, they're planting radish and sage and peas, delicious. And there's even a few things that might not be so helpful in their garden. Can you see what they are?
Oh, bunny.
Yeah, rabbits. Rabbits and worms are great, but rabbits might eat their plants. They might have to come up with a better plan. In a few days, we'll see something sprout. The first sign of new life coming about. Or you might see a caterpillar chewing away on your sprouts like they do in this picture. Take care of your garden. It needs you year round. Each season, there is something new to be found. We'll come back again tomorrow to say, good morning, garden. Have a nice day. And that, our dear friends, is
the
end. Anything else you want to say? Boom, me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.